Good evening, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on patient Guy, G-U-Y, Rohrer, R-O-H-R-E-R. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 1-8-25, Mr. Rohrer performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than one. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of forced vital capacity, probably due to improved effort, without improvement in flow rates. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/3/24, there's been no significant change. Period, in PAGF impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kenneth Hill. This goes to the Little River Medical Center. On 1-8-25, Mr. Hill performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than one. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period, there was no significant improvement after bronchodilators. Period, compared to a prior study dated 3/22/23, there's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Marguerite, M-A-R-G-U-E-R-I-T-E, Grimm, G-R-I-M-M. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 1-8-25, Mrs. Grimm performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period, there's no significant change after bronchodilators. Period, compared to a prior study dated 5/14/24, there's been some deterioration in flow rates. Period, in paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Cavanaugh. This goes to Dr. Topin. On 1-8-25, Mr. Cavanaugh performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was greater than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8. Period, there was no significant change after bronchodilators. Period, compared to a prior study dated 10/10/24, there's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Cavanaugh. This goes to Andy Ilobre, I-L-L-O-B-R-E, comma, P-A. On 1-8-25, Mrs. Cavanaugh performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, patient had difficulty contemplating the instructions. Period, after bronchodilators, there was normalization of the forced vital capacity, still with a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period, compared to a prior study dated 10/10/24, there's been some deterioration of flow rates or non-optimal effort. Period, new paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ronald Soloved, S-O-L-L-E-V-E-L-D. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 1-8-25, Mr. Soloved performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, there was no significant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period, compared to a prior study dated 4/12/23, There's been some progression. Perinatal impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wayne Quick. This goes to the VA. On 1-8-25, Mr. Quick performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the LH bronchodilators. The forced capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction period after bronchodilators. There was slight improvement, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 10-16-24, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with an insignificant bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Larry Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 1-8-25, Mr. Carney performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was slightly less than 1, and the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of the forced vital capacity without improvement in flow rates. Compared to a prior study dated 3-3-21, there's been improvement in lung volumes, period. A paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Correction, minimal restriction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, showing improvement compared to 3-3-21. Thank you.